Vayitern Shashmir above the Basa Daf Mem picking up on Lamed Sama Beis Bada Bama the page very last line Amar Rav Nachman Mecha Bifnei Shnayim. When you go and you protest, you do it in front of two people. Beep, turn the page. Vein Tzarich Lomek Sovan. It doesn't have to be said. It doesn't have to be written down. You don't have to write it down. You could just have it straight up. They can do it if they want. But it doesn't have to be written. Modah Bifnei Shnayim of two. Modah is in front of two people. I'll explain in a minute. Vein Tzarich Lomek Sovu. And again, you don't have to tell them, write some sort of shtar that this happened. What is a modah? The Rashbam points out, we're talking about a case of someone who's forced to go out to sell something or give something over as a matana against his will. And he's to write a shtar mechira or a matana in front of Edim. He has to tell them before they go ahead in in front of the Edim and say, you should know that this sale or this gift of this field that I'm doing right now to go and do to this person is doing against my will. I really am being forced. I don't really want to do this. And it's not a real thing. On that shtar that I'm doing today, and then today or tomorrow, he used to be Tovei and Din, and then go and basically bring that out. Now, the Rashbam ends up by saying, V'davka kolim k'siv v'shtar, this is the moment before the shtar is written. Avala acharei kein, if it's after the fact the shtar is written, ein amodah shavu kolim, it's not worth anything. Because that would be the case, anyone could always go back after they have charata, after they did a deal, to say, oh yeah, I was being forced. So that's got to be done before it's actually written. V'en tzarich lomek sovu, hodah b'fnei shtayim, admitting has to be done in front of two people. That's when someone goes and admits the fact he owes money in front of two edim. This is Sinai Chayev to go ahead and to pay this. Vitzarech Lomar Ksovu, but the one who's admitting has to tell them, write it down. If they don't tell them to write it down, then they're not allowed to write it down. Because the only time you're able to go and write something down is Zachin La'adam Shalom B'fanav. You could do something that's going to be good for a person against his will, not in front of him, etc. But when something's going to be not good for him, then you're not allowed to do that unless he tells you to. And admitting the fact that you actually owe money to someone is not going to be helping a person. It's going to hurt him. Why is that? Because if his admitting was not written down and later he said, yeah, I paid it back, then we would believe him. But once it's written down in the shtar and it's given over, so then in such a case, even if he says they paid it back, he'd be stuck. He'd have to go ahead and pay again. And that would be messing him up. And therefore, we don't say you can write it unless he tells him. Kinyan b'fnei shtayim, to do a kinyan chalipin, where you exchange something in order to then, you take someone's kerchief, you lift it up and you give it back or something of the sort. That makes a kinyan over there. That also in front of two. V'ena tzarich lomek sovo. You don't have to write it. You have to say, you do not have to tell him to write it down. The kiyum shtar is b'shlosha. When it comes to being mekayim shtar, that's got to be in front of three people. What is that talking about? Says Rashbam, mi sheish lo shtar chavero, some of the shtar and his friend that he owes him money. V'chot sheshema yelcho me'edim, the Medina Sami is worried. Maybe the edim are going to go to another country. Oh, you must say they're going to die. K'shav ligbos chov hakosov b'shtar, he wants to go and be govei and get the money that's written in the shtar. The borrower is going to say, if it's already paid up or this is forged, those who can recognize their signatures in the shtar, and he's not going to find them. So Casey asked, what should he do? Holach lebeizdin, take the shtar to beizdin. Maybe you edam atzman, bring those edam that are signed in that shtar. And they can be made on their chasima there, but from in front of beizdin. Vehem kosa b'sofa shtar, and then they write at the end of the shtar
underneath the lamata mechasimas, underneath their signatures. But most have tilosa kechada havina v'nafak shtar da kadmana v'also planabon. He said, well, we in front of us they brought the shtar, and these people came and they testified in their signatures of their hand. And this is good. This is good to go. And there you have to have gimel tayanim v'hu henpik. It's called henpik v'gam asharsa d'dayna. V'lakach tzach gimel. That's why you have to have three. D'shtayim shedanu dineim din elo shenikroim beizdin chatzuf b'sanhedrin. It's got to be, you can't have three, less than three for a beizdin. V'hacha afilu di'avad namilo dim kein mai yesh bein henpik l'shtar shalamayla himeno. Both are two chasime. So don't the base edim shem edim she shem o mi pi edim shalemaylo she ashtar kosher the ed mi pi ed puzzle. Avak shen gemol and his bezin. This is called ez gemura she idu al chasime siyadon lefnei bezin. Vechshiru bezin is a star. Ve'achshav chosman bezin she star is a kosher hu v'dome lepsak din. So you have to have three people that are there during that thing. Okay, Vayter. Now, Amarava, Ikashali, if any of these dinim we just saw
are going to be a question. Hakasha, it's going to be the following. Hi, Kinyan Hechidami. The Kinyan that was done with the Kinyan Chalipin, how does that, and under what category does it fall? In other words, we said over there that by the Kinyan, what's the din? In front of two, and you don't have to, ve'eino tzarech lomek, so you don't have to say it to go and write it down. Now, what is it? E kemaisa beizdin dami. If you want to say this Kinyan is like a maisa beizdin, libay tlasa, then you have to have three. Maisa beizdin's got to be done in front of three. It's not considered like a ma'isin dummy. If it's not considered like that, then a ma'ino tzarech lo maksoba. Then why does the guy not have to tell him to write it down? Why does he have to go and write it? Says the Rashbam. Ilav k'maisa beizin dummy. Mushom hachi kamer desagbe beiz. Ma'ino tzarech lo maksoba. V'alo chov lo lichtov below reshuto. Is it going to be bad for him to go and you write it? Because then the guy can walk away with this shtickle of here. We don't write something which is going to be bad for somebody, but this can end up being bad. Also, the bio, the pashta, after he asked it, he answered it. Le'olam lav k'maisa beizdin dummy. Really, it's not like k'maisa beizdin. So why could you write it down? What's pshat? V'ach ha'tayim ha'may, de'en v'tzorech lo miksova, that isn't going to tell him to write it. V'shum d'stam kinyan l'ksiva omeid. Generally speaking, when you have a kinyan that goes on in kinyan chalipin, it's meant to be written down. Kinyan chalipin is the easiest way of doing a sale. I don't actually touch your property. I just lift up a siddur and I bring it up and down a kerchief, and that happens. The fact that you're willing to sell to me so simply, so easily, must mean you really want this to be going through. And if you want it to be going through, you don't mind. Obviously, you're totally fine, and you even want it to be written down, and that therefore it's going to be, that's the exception to the case. Okay, Rabbi of Yosef, Rabbi Tavayo, lo kasin moda. They say that you're not allowed to write the moda, ela aman delo tzayis dina. When we spoke about the idea of shtar moda, we said about a person scared that someone's going to go ahead and force them to do it. So he tells them before, and Rav Nachman said that they should write it down in the shtar. Now we're qualifying that statement just a tad bit, and Rabbi Yosef is saying, both of them say that the Edom cannot write the shtar, you know, that's being forced to be done, ella amandal tzayis dina, except to someone who's not going to listen to Beis Din. Says the Rashbam, pretty straightforward, only in a sarvan, amandal tzayis Beis Din, says Dina, Sarvan Bedin, he's going to deny and fight and not listen. D says Dina, because he really listens. And Lema Lay, let him say back. Lon says, I never forced him to do this. The Ikaanis Lacha, if he really was, if you want to say I was forcing you, so Amai Lotavana Libedina, why don't you take me to Din? Of course, I would listen. So someone who wouldn't listen, that's when you write it. Abai Vrava Dhamma Tabai, they say, Filo Alive Alecha. And even on both of us, they go and they write it. That's even about someone who would listen to Bezin, because the forest person might not have the ability of going to court when this is happening. Says Rashbam, that say sinan dina, that we go and we do listen. Still, lechtav aleinu modad, the zimnin, dein beizim mizuman miad. They're not available to be seen right away, and that's why you have to go and write this out right away. Says the Gemara, Amrin Adoy says, kol modah, anytime there's you know, some sort of forced shtickle going on, beep, turn the page, mem amud beis. The lok sivba, that doesn't have written in it, in this fourth thing, it's not written, anunya inan bay beunsa deplanya lav modahi, that we, the Edom, know about this being forced situation of so-and-so, we know about that. If it's not written in there, lav modahi, it's not considered a moda'a. Says the Rashbam, the was we written that Sha'onis Gomar Yeshlo Makirin Anuiz Onis, we know exactly what it is. Elo Kasub Bahachi, Elastama Kasu Ploni, Amalanu Shenanas. It's not considered a Moda. Okay, now, Moda Demai, in reference to this Moda that we're being forced to do, in to what? E de Gita Umud Matana, if you think we're talking about, this is talking about a get or a matana that has to be written in there. That doesn't make any sense because Gilui Milsa Ba'almahi. Because the one being forced over there, all he would have to do is just say he's being forced. He doesn't have to explain exactly what it is. He is Vini Vinus is talking about a sale, so you don't have to write it at all. V'ha'amar Rava Lokas Vin Moda is Vine, because the Rava is the one who said that the Edom don't write a Moda of a sale, of something was being forced over here, forced sale. So what's it going on here? Le'olam d'zvini. Really, it's talking about a sale. Mo de Rava, Rava is going to be masking the Edom should write it, hecha da'anis, where he's being forced. Ukamaisa de Pardesa. It's like the story that happened with the Pardesa, which is the storyline of the Pardes, of the orchard. Story time, what was that? There was a guy, Damashkin Pardesa Lechavi Latlashnin, who gave over, he was mortgaged his thing to his friend for 3 years.
that is, he owed him money, so he gave him his field for the 3 years and be able to eat it off and, you know, to not owe him anymore. Basad Achat al Shani Chazaka, after he used it for these 3 years, Amar, the guy said, Im Zabnas Mi Mutaf. Listen, if you sell it to me, then good, everything will be good. V'lo, but if not, I'm going to swipe it from you. I'm just going to take it away. We saw this Gemara here. We saw this Gemara. And Bava Metzia Ayin Beis. It sounded familiar. So he's basically, you know, blackmailing him over here. You know, it'll be good if you just give it over. V'lo, but if not, Kavishna Shtai Mashkanta. I'm going to hide the Shtai Mashkanta. The Mashkanta, you say it's a Mashkin here. Famina Lukuchi Biyadim. I'm going to say that, you know, I bought it from you. And it's after 3 years of Chazakah. Kahai Gavda Kasir Moda. In this case, even Rav would be masking if to read a Moda to knock it out. Says the Rashbam, Kahai Gavda Shemafsid Hakol Imlo Yimkor Modi, Imlo Yimkor Modi Rava de Kasfu Moda. In such a case, you actually would write a star. Moda Viter Amar Yehuda. Hai Matanto Tamirsa. Let's say you have a matanta, matana, it says Rash Bama, matana tamuna, the kameh mefarish, it's a hidden gift, shtar matana. Yeah, lo magbinan la, you can't go and collect the matana with it because the giver may not want to give it over to you, says the Rash Bam. The shema nasa la'acha kvar, give it to someone else, o la sosa muda, or he's just doing it as a moda, like we're going to see. Now, Eichidami Matanta Tamirsa. What exactly? I don't understand the secret gift. Amar Rav Yosef, Amalul Asadi. It's talking about a shtar matana where the giver told the Edom, Zilu itmo kisule, go hide, and then write this shtar matana. Rashbam says, Itminu atzmechemi, hide yourself. Vikdami Rav Yosef, Dolom Elohu. That Dlamalu Tesvu Bashuka Ubivar Yasa Visikhtivu Visikhtivule. Whenever the guy giving over wants the shtar written did not say, go sit in the shuk on the street and write the document, then that means that they wanted Dafka to be done in a place which is going to be hidden. It says Rashbam Lein Kol Ksuvilo. Right? Like if you didn't say to write it so everyone can see it. My Benai, what's the difference between the two of them? Igbenayu Stama is when a person goes ahead and he gives over to write it, but it didn't say anything. According to the first version over there, it's going to be good because he never said it's got to be a secret. According to the second one, it's not going to be good because he never said that it should be written in a public fashion. Amar Rava, v'havya moda l'chaverta. V'havya moda l'chaverta. Maybe it's not going to work in order to give over the gift, but it's going to certainly hold back someone else from trying to say that, oh, this belongs to me. It's not going to be good. They are not able to go and get it. Even though, like we're saying, the secret shtar isn't going to give it to the person that's on it. Anyone else who comes to claim it and say that, oh yeah, it's mine, that's going to be mevatel any sort of future shtaros that would come about. Amar of Papa had the Rava labeferish by el mechlalat. He didn't say it straight out; rather, it was learned out. Rashbam says vitosu, and it's a mistake. Dehahu gavro. There's a story about a particular guy. The Ozel Kedusha. It's he went to go and to marry a particular woman. Amra le. So she says to him, "Ikasaft li kulhu nechseich havinalach ve'ilo lo havinalach." If you're going to give me over all your properties, yeah, I'll marry you. But if not, then not. Ozel kasfila lekulhu nechseich. So he says, okay. He writes over all the stuff to her. Also break shisha. And his oldest son comes, Rashbam says, Kodem Ksivas Ashtar Leisha. Before he wrote this, the son shows up at Amar Leh and says, Avahu Gavra Maitav Leh. What's going to be with this person, meaning himself? Well, I'm going to have nothing to give her everything. Amar Leh Lasad, this is the father says to Edom, Zilu Itmor Be'Evri Yemina. Go hide in this place before you go and you write a shtar for the woman, Vikisvu Leh, and write a shtar. Giving it all to my kid, says Rashbam, Libini, V'yakadim Shtarov, Yigbako. Let him actually end up getting everything. Then you can go and you can write the word for the woman. And the Edom did both of these things. And then obviously the son of the woman then came in to get the things, to get the property. Also, the Kamei of the Rava, they came in front of Rava. And Amar Lahu, Rava said, Lo Markan of Lo Markan. Neither of you end up getting this stuff. None of you get it. The one who saw this din, he thought to say, that the reason why it's no good
let's say the woman's one is no good because this secret shtar matana that's written for the son was a modal chaverta that's being mode on the chaver, on the friend, that's notifying on the counterpart, meaning this woman's shtar, that it's no good. And that's why he said it. Velo, he really he misunderstood. Hasa mucha milsa, the machmas unsahu de kasavla. The Rava's case is clear that the man gave over his stuff to the woman only because it was an onus. Like he felt pressured and forced to do it. It says Rashbam, she'ena chafitza bo, elem kin, she doesn't want him, elem kin yichtav lo, yichtav lo. And she writes it for her. Hilkach lo gamer b'libel haknos lo. He didn't really want to give it over. Ela ad she yiseena v'yachse bo v'hilkach hasam hu tava makom oda. That's where, so he didn't really want to do it in the first place. So Rava was saying that this shtar was just coming to be mevatel, the one that's coming over afterwards. Aval hacha, but here in other cases, mar nichel et lichne, when a person gives over this matana to someone, the giver wants this, the one that has a regular shtar to actually get it, to acquire it. Mar lo nichel et lichne, he doesn't want the one that's holding this, the secret one, to go and to acquire it. So Rava also would be maskim in such a case that the regular shtar matana works, even if you have the secret one that's written beforehand. Beep, turn the page. Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph. Stam Amai, what's going to be the din if the giver left it stam? Like where it should be written. He didn't say write it in public. He didn't say write it in private. He just like gave it over stam. Says the Rashbam, Yishum de Trey Lishne Amar of Yosef Le'el, Ve'ikir Binayu, Stama, Chad Pasav, Chad Machshir, Hilkach, Kavi Hacha, Amai Samchinan, I Amar Lehem, Stama Ksuva, V'lo Amar Lehu, Tisvu, B'shuka, B'Baisa, go send the sugar of the Baisa, or outside, V'lo Amar Lehu, and say, Nami Itmiru, go and hide yourself. Which one is it? He's going to Moda. Would it be Moda or not? It's not clear. So now what's going to be the den? Ravina Amar, Lo Chayshina. We're not worried that this would be considered a secret gift shtar. It's definitely going to be a good, a valid shtar. Rav Ashi Amar Chayshina, no, we are worried that maybe it's considered like this matana shtekel, and therefore it's unclear. V'hilchasan, the world, the halacha is Chayshina, and that we talk are worried about it, that this type of secret gift document maybe is not good. Says the Rashbam, the lo magbina, but you can't go be a magbina, but the v'hilchach sarach lichto besoch hashtar, v'kach omer lanu ksuv to write in the shtar, and this is what they wrote, ksuv b'shuka with Chasmua b'bara, do it outside. V'afakav de lomer elik suva lo stam. It's stam shtar matana. Chamim kamar. It means going according to the way that the chum wanted to be. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I'm going to show you all a great day.